This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well. Sex, health and well-being in our LGBTI communities.
It's really good to be here on Wurundjeri land. I'd like to acknowledge the elders, past, present and emerging. I'd like to acknowledge the First Nations people here today and the fact that we are really privileged to be sitting here on stolen land having these 2 days together. So where do you go to build strength and resilience? So I'm basically on the theme of the conference. Like, where do you physically go? Where are you going to go now? Like, where are you all going right now? I'm catching a plane back to Sydney with my kids, but like, where are you going to go to continue this vibe? So during NAIDOC week here on Wurundjeri land, I'm acknowledging the strength and leadership of Aboriginal women like Auntie Annette, Auntie Esther, Samia, and all the incredible women yesterday that we heard on the panel. Yeah, it feels as if we've actually joined our soapboxes together. This week. I'd just like to start with a poem called Preach, Poets, Preach. Poetry is the soapbox I stand on, express my demands from, advocate resistance to oppressive systems in rhyme form. Now, I won't massage metaphors to make my words digestible, and I don't use too many similes to beautify my views. You see, when we speak our truth clearly, like everyone here has done the last 2 days, when we speak our truth clearly, we invoke visibility. What once was hidden, unheard and unseen becomes vital points of difference. Not just secrets unspoken, labelled less than, considered broken, leaving us feeling unwelcome, watching our words, our stories overwhelm them. Some even try to sanitise and retell them. Well, let's break in. Everybody here this afternoon, let's break in. Let's steal token notions of acceptable stories. Let's refuse silence, review self-censorship, reject creative compliance. And if there are no safe spaces for our words, for our truth to be outspoken, let's join together our soapboxes so others can find us. And let's preach. People, let's preach. Sorry to the religious few. No. Okay. So, all right. So I have all your words here, and I'm actually going to need a bit of a beat. So I'm doing my own beat, but yeah, just join in. I didn't know. I didn't have to bring my djembe down. Okay. So where do you go to build strength? I've got a green line telling me what to do here. So I'm just going to be wrapping it as if I'm you. And thank you again for everybody sharing your stories. You might get some ideas where to go this week. I go to the bush, where the bush meets the sea. I bring my books and take a walk to the beach. Then I hit the river, I feel the river flowing through me. I go home and get some cat therapy. I play with my dogs and I play the guitar. And I sit on my couch with my cats and a good book. Then I chill out with my Netflix and Stan. And then I tune into the Rainbow Connection, Radio WA. Then I finally play those podcasts I've been waiting to play for about 3 months. Then at the same time, I get on my laptop and I argue with the people online that really shit me. Then I go internal. I get vulnerable. Then I get out my bike, my I don't know, 800 Cs, whatever, but I ride my bike. Then I'm in a nature trail running. Then I suddenly start playing badminton. I hit the gym, I do yoga, I go to the shower, I go to bed, because that's where I get all my rest. So are you getting ideas here, what you can all do? Okay. Then I wake up in the morning, I get my journal out. How many secret poets have we got in the house here? You got your poems? Woo! Secret poets, okay. So I'm writing poems, I'm writing stories, I'm publishing on Long Breast Press, apparently. I'm going to hang out with the the Dyke Divas, and then I'm going to sing my heart out with my choir. After that, well, it's been a big day. I seek out my therapist and I say, hey, hope I'm not going to pay for something that I don't want. And goddamn it, you just listen to what I want. Okay, so then I go, it's time for my community, sisterhood, circles of friends and my family. My wife and our dogs, my sister, she is powerful. My grandma, well, we have a belly of laughs. Then it's time to look outward again. To build that resilience, here we go. I physically move home to another state to feel safer, to get a safer place. Fully inclusive spaces is what I'm all about, and I try to bring them down with my cultural connections and my communities. And most importantly, I come to this conference. Yes, someone put this conference, yes. I wasn't the only one. Big up to the conference organizers. Then I go and find, especially if I'm in a country area, go and find my lesbian community. I hang out at Brunswick at Handsome Her Cafe, have a cup of coffee, gets me ready for the kink parties. Okay, I go to my kink parties, the rope holds me, just like I hold my older lesbian friends and lovers in high esteem. And then I hit the stage, queer performance events. I stay strong. I stay strong, Kia Kaha. Okay. Thank you. It's complete plagiarism. I don't know.
Looking after the health and well-being of the LGBTI community. This is Well, Well, Well. Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. I'm joined in the studio this evening by my colleague and all-round achiever, Kayla Larson. Hi, Kayla.
Hello, Renee Ann Thompson. How joyful it is to be with you this evening.
Kayla is shitting her pants to be on the radio today, which is hilarious because Kayla's probably one of the most outgoing people I've ever met after myself. So, Kayla, it's all good. It's just me.
Why am I so terrified then?
And all of the other listeners. So are you ready to share some of your trade secrets on coordinating an LGBTIQ women's health conference?
You betcha. There's a lot of trade secrets out there that people aren't willing to share. And, you know, we've got open hearts and open minds for you.
And yeah, so open everything over here in the studio at Joy. Well, thanks, Kayla. We're going to pop on a wee song now, but we'll be right back to talk all things LGBTIQ Women's Health Conference.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ Community Radio Station, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. I am still joined in the studio with my friend and colleague, Kayla Larson. Kayla, we're talking about the LGBTIQ Women's Health Conference that just happened last week. Can you tell me where the conference all began?
Well, Renee, I guess you could say it all started in the back streets of Frankston by a young lad called Jeremy Wiggins, and it was circa 2015. I'm not sure if you remember the year that was, but it was only 3 years ago.
Oh, look, I can cast my memory back maybe as far as 3 years, as that's about as good as it goes. I think in 2015 I was knocking about the back streets of LA listening to Hotline Bling by Drake.
Brilliant. I think that was the first time I got invited to Netflix and chill.
Netflix and or chill. Those were the days. Do people still do Netflix and chill?
I think it's more of a solo affair. Like, it's winter. You probably don't need anyone else. You've already warmed up with a bit of popcorn in the microwave and you think, well, why do I need to invite someone else over? It's my popcorn.
Just as long as you wash your hands after eating the popcorn.
Buttery fresh, you're right.
Salty lubricant. So 3 years ago, that was when the conference began. What else happened 3 years ago, Kayla?
It could have been precisely the time that I broke my other ankle. I don't know if anyone who attended the conference, I was the one galloping around with a moon boot on. There were two of us there, but I was the one who looked like they were doing something important.
That's because you were carrying around a clipboard. If you have a clipboard, it means you're very important.
Very busy and important.
I think some people may have just assumed that you had the moon boot as a fashion accessory because you pulled it off that well.
I also did it so I could just use the elevators at my every whim.
But yes, 3 years ago, the conference was born, and it began here in Melbourne, actually. And it started much, much smaller. I think the first one maybe had only in around 100 attendees. Yeah. And
smaller letters, say, Renee. It was, what was it back then?
It was the LBQ conference back then. And I think what we've come to learn from having a couple of the conferences now is that actually LBQ, lesbian, bisexual, queer, doesn't fully represent all of the women in our community. And so this year we, due to community consultation, decided that we would increase the acronym to the full acronym so that anyone who identifies as an LGBTIQ woman was represented at the conference.
Absolutely. Mm. It was a very good turnout. I didn't go myself 3 years ago, but I imagine that the breadth of people going there now is, you know, much more inclusive, and yeah, that's something really wonderful to see.
Yeah, it was very refreshing to cast your eye around the conference and see the diversity, and also just to see how everybody was really friendly and welcoming and mingling and getting to know one another and making lots of conference friends. It's all about the conference friends, in my opinion.
And I made at least three.
Three conference friends?
At least, Renee. I swear, maybe on each hand even.
Three conference friends. Yeah. That's per form, mate.
How many did you make?
At least 300.
All right. Gosh. Maybe I'm not very good with numbers, and that's why they don't give me the budget.
But yes, we will be back very soon to talk more about the LGBTIQ Women's Health Conference. We've also got a couple of guests coming up who were both speakers at the conference. We'll be talking to Ruby Mountford, who is the resident bisexual here at Joy, who runs the show Triple Bypass. And she sat on a panel and she did a couple of other sessions, and we'll be having a bit of a debrief with Ruby to find out what her experience was of the conference. We're also going to be talking to one of our keynote speakers, Ashley Waite. So hang in there. We'll be right back. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Looking after the health and well-being of the LGBTI community. This is Well, 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 Joy 94.9.
Well, 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 here we are on Well, Well, Well with Renee and Kayla. It's Joy 95.
There Joy 95, Kayla.
It's joyful anyway. I guess the numbers again don't matter. You heard earlier that, yes, I only made several friends, but I think the fact is somehow you're already here listening, so that's a bonus, right?
It's Joy 94.9. It's okay. She's a new kid on the block.
Pretty fresh. My eyes are like newborn puppies, you know, I can't even open them quite right.
They're so tiny. Yes, we are still joined on the show by the very animated Kayla. If you met her at the conference, you would understand what I'm talking about. She is still here, yes.
Whoops. Was I supposed to leave, Renee?
Yeah, it's getting a bit awkward now. But you know what? We'll just keep you on the show for a little while longer to keep me entertained.
Excellent. And I love to entertain you. That is one of my favorite pastimes. Ah. So shall we crack on?
Let's crack on. Let's crack one out. Conference. We were talking about the LGBTIQ Women's Health Conference, which was a collaboration between ourselves, Thorn Harbour Health, and ACON up in Sydney. And the conference has taken turns between New South Wales and Melbourne, Victoria, over the last few years since 2015. And now in its fourth year, the conference is huge. How many people came, Kayla?
Over the course of the 2 days, we were nearly at 500. And yeah, each day was definitely a 400 capacity. Absolutely. Wow. Chockers.
Yeah, it was pretty inspiring being around almost 500 LGBTIQ women in one space. I don't know about you, but I was peaking.
I heard, you know, there was some good feedback from the folks saying, Renee, that little pocket rocket, she seems to be having a good time.
I was having the best time, the best time. But let's talk about some of our conference highlights and lowlights, shall we?
I like low lights and highlights. Yep, yeah. Definitely.
It's all about balance, doll.
The yin, you've
got
the yang.
Yeah, you've got to balance it all out with one of each.
All right. Well, in no particular order then, I'll start with the low, you know. And the low was having selling out, basically.
Oh, what did you say there? You're so modest about it. Kayla comes on board, sells out the bloody conference, doesn't she?
I think maybe together, Team Renee and Kayla, not that we like to stroke our own fire too much, but we had a lot of fun on the social medias, and from there, people who had attended previous years really knew how to spruik it as well. We had an amazing amount of people on the schedule, so just having that strength behind it, that probably had something to do with, you know, selling out to the masses. And, you know, it was really hard saying no to people, but we had the wait list, and next year we'll know to grow it a little bit further to a different venue that can accommodate everybody. But, yeah, it's wonderful, but also it was kind of heart-wrenching to say, sorry, it's actually a bit too late. But, you know, what's this?
We had a lot of scholarships as well this year, which we have had in previous years, which was fantastic for a lot of community members that maybe otherwise couldn't have been able to come along to the conference. So keep that in mind if you're interested in coming in 2019, that there will be scholarships available. But yeah, I see where you're coming from, Kayla. It was a low light for us because we wanted everyone to be able to attend. And I think we got most people in, but next year, bigger venue, bigger conference, hopefully.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it over the weekend post-conference, and I've got an amazing apartment with a pool, so maybe we just bring them all over to the north and, you know, we can have a little bit of dip-de-die afterwards and Renee could be our lifeguard and, you know, everyone else can get on board in a way.
Yeah. I mean, lifeguard, that's pretty much the future for me, mouth to mouth. Yeah, I could practice between now and next year. But could we fit everyone into your apartment block, doll?
Yeah, I reckon we definitely could. You know, there's two entry points. There's three different levels. We've got some type of rooftop thing. Just bring your layers.
LGBTIQ Women's Health Conference / pool party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it.
I mean, it's winter time, but we'll find ways to keep warm.
Tell us more, Renee. Tell us more.
No, that's for off air. So have you got a highlight for me, for you at the conference, Kayla?
I think Thursday night we're pretty treated to a social and networking event. And there was four different performers there. Each one of them was amazingly different. Danny Sibb, Tony Field, and I think who else do we have?
Glitterfist.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. And our fourth was,
I think it was just the three.
Was it just the three?
It was the three.
Maybe
I was the fourth performer. I did pretend to DJ for a little while.
Perfect.
It was a fantastic event. It was sponsored by Mind Equality Center, which was really great, which meant everyone could come together, have a couple of drinks on the house, thanks to Mind Equality. And, you know, have a chat outside of that very serious and intense conference space, and it give everyone an opportunity to network, as I
yeah,
said.
Definitely a good unwind. I think, you know, maybe we could even do it on a Friday night next time so we can have two social and networking events.
Yeah, we'll see. It's always good to aim high, sky
aim
high.
High. We just need those extra sponsors for next year. I think that'll really seal the deal.
Listen up, everyone. If you want to be seen to sponsor an LGBTIQ Women's Health Conference social event that will be the event of all events, hit us up.
And for you, Renee, did you have lows or highs?
I had both, same as yourself. I think my lows were definitely lack of sleep. Because I like to work hard and I like to play hard, and I very much did that. Highs for me, well, just all of, as I said, the inspirational women that were there at the conference. Naomi Fontanes, who was our international keynote speaker from the Philippines, was mind-blowing and just a fabulous human being to boot.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed getting to know her, but also hearing her speak and, you know, pretty heavy story, but one that is really important to be shared. And I think that was my highlight there.
Yeah, I think she was wonderful. Like, you wouldn't expect it, but just sassy.
Sass.
As well.
The sass. Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important that we don't always take ourselves too seriously, you know. There's some serious content at the conference, and that's important to take that seriously. But, you know, we're getting together to have a giggle too, and that's cool with me.
Excellent. And would you like me to hit a few buttons over there now, Renee?
I'd love for you to hit some buttons, doll. Let's play a little ditty, doll.
Perfect.
All right, we'll be back. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
This is Well, 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 and we're joined over the phone now by Ruby Mountford. Hi, Ruby. It's been a big week. How are you feeling post-conference?
I'm feeling pretty good. It was a very big week, Renee, but I'm really glad to be here to talk about it, and I had a fantastic time.
Oh, cool. It was really great to have you there.
And day one, Ruby, I think I saw your name on the schedule a couple of times. What were you speaking about?
Yeah, I was on two panels, so back-to-back with that one, and my first panel was about the intersection of disability and the LGBTIQA plus community. And then after that, I did a short presentation on bisexual women and mental health, and then was on the panel, Gay, Straight or Lying, Bisexual Women in Lesbian Spaces.
That was a pretty full-on day for you, and I got to sit in on that last one that you spoke about, and it was really empowering, and thank you for that. As someone else who identifies as bisexual, it was really great to see such a big representation amongst bi plus women at the conference. Which session did you attend at the conference that you feel like you got the most out of, Ruby?
Well, I don't like to choose just one.
Yeah,
good. I think if I absolutely had to, I'd say the panel at the end of the first day, which was the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander panel, particularly with comments from Lily. And I think on the second day, it was the panel with the sex workers and the Vixen Collective.
Yeah, fantastic.
Excellent. I think that's a lot of feedback that we've been receiving as well. So I'm really glad to hear that, you know, it was the same for the speakers. Have you had a chance to think about, you know, the current and emerging issues for the LGBTIQ women?
Yeah, I have actually. So one of the big ones, I think, that actually the conference has raised is issues around health in general. So uses, drug use, smoking and drinking, and how we still have not really had the capacity to address those issues, and now we're hopefully coming out of survival mode, we can actually start to look into those things. Also, just the lack of information and honestly sometimes inclusivity with the community, particularly the gay and lesbian community, when it comes to things like disabilities, neurodiversity, trans and gender diverse people, and multi-gender attracted women.
Yeah, I really like the way that you said there how we're coming out of survival mode, and that sort of is what it feels like. We're like, okay, we've got through marriage equality, we're starting to kind of get our mental health stuff in order, but like there's a whole bunch of stuff that we need to be looking at, and I think that was really quite prevalent at the conference to see that.
I think one of the things with the conference as well is that, you know, there's a lot of hard-hitting issues being talked about the whole time. So in our downtime, we like to think, you know, what's another way to sell the conference to people who might think it's too heavy, the issues? Mm. And our personal favourite would be, if the conference were an animal, what would it be and why?
Okay, I had to put some hard thought into this because there are a lot of animals, just like there are a lot of different issues in our community. I went with platypus.
Platypus, okay.
Because it is that kind of mix of things that maybe not shouldn't necessarily go together, but do. And so it has all these different elements to them that people would look at, like, they're all from different areas, and what have they got in common other than being on the same animal, which is the most important thing they could have in common anyway.
It's a good choice. What's a monotreme even, you know? Why does it lay eggs? You know, where does that beautiful bill come from? And the spurs.
Why does it have
everything.
Poison? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And why does it do fancy swimming at night? It's brilliant.
Yeah, that was honestly the most perfect answer we could have got from you, Ruby. And I appreciate you putting so much thought into it. Did you have any other comments you wanted to make whilst we have you on the air?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to thank you for moderating or facilitating the Bi-Plus panel. Also, just to say that I am really grateful that the conferences in general from our community are starting to give more space to Bi-Plus voices, because the feedback I've received from people who attended has been very overwhelming. in the fact that they were saying it was the first time that I actually had a chance to hear those experiences. And I know I felt similar when I heard Ashley Waite talk about autism and being autistic in the queer and LGBTIQA plus spaces as well. So I am really, I'm hoping that as we move forward, organisations will continue to understand that there is a big need and for these voices to be heard and people to find those points of kinship and to feel that they're really represented.
Yeah, and we're actually going to have Ashley Waite on in the next segment to have a chat about their experience too. So it's quite good that you mentioned Ashley because, yeah, I think what Ashley had to say was really, really relevant for this year's conference. And thank you for having such a big role to play at the conference this year and representing all of the angles of the community intersections that you're involved with, Ruby. It's been a pleasure talking to you and we will see you real soon.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Cool. Thanks, Ruby. See you later, Ruby.
Toodles.
Bye.
Looking after the health and well-being of the LGBTI community. This is Well, Well, Well. Joy 94.9.
We're joined here in the studio this evening by Ashley Waite. Hi, Ashley. So good to talk to you again.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I mean, aside from the fact that I've got post-conference cold going on, I've got my weird nasal husky voice, but feeling okay, feeling good. How are you going post-conference?
I definitely had a cold afterwards. Yeah. So I'm still a little bit stuffy myself.
It makes the very, very nice radio voice for everyone, though. I'm a bit sad that I didn't get crook so I can have the husky voice going on.
I think it could be a little to do with the fact that we had a little bit too much fun as well as taking it too seriously. So, we can blame the after party for this cold today.
I think that's where I was having a good chat to you as well, Ashley, but I'm sure most other people would have heard you deliver the keynote. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I wanted to speak about, I guess, how we, improve intersectionality. So I think there's a lot of, distrust for a lot of LGBTIQ spaces because people have had a lot of, poor experiences in the past.
Yeah.
I wanted people to understand why those poor experiences happen and how we can, sort of address that, particularly from my perspective as an autistic and intersex woman. So,
yeah, fantastic. And it was a great session, thank you. Did you get to attend any of the other sessions within the conference, Ashley?
I spoke on the disability panel on the first day, which was lots of fun.
Actually, we just interviewed Ruby and she was saying that she really enjoyed the content that you came up with as well. So,
yeah, she was great. I particularly enjoyed the panel of Aboriginal women on the first day as well. So I was just really excited to see that usually there's such a token effort given to inclusion and representation, that sort of thing. So to see a whole panel just discuss Aboriginal issues when there were no other panels on, so it was where everybody was, was a really great environment and people were there and listening. And yeah, that was great.
Yeah, we were so glad that we were actually quite lucky that we had so many women from the Aboriginal community there because it did fall within NAIDOC week and everyone went to a lot of effort to come from all over Australia, and I think it really paid off in the end. You know, it was beautiful to meet each and every one of them. So, really wonderful. Ashley, what do you think are the current and emerging issues for LGBTIQ women?
And it's why it was the thing I wanted to talk about is that we just need to improve that intersectionality a lot because most people have at least one other issue that they're facing. And if we talk about things, just purely from the perspective of being women, then we just miss all of that nuance and all of that complexity. And so improving that intersectionality, which looked like it was done quite well at the conference, I think, is probably the biggest issue that I see. So.
Yeah, brilliant.
That's really good feedback. Do you think there would be a theme song that we could, I guess, kind of use to support everyone and then, you know, reflect this intersectionality out there? If you could choose one song, what would it be?
I would probably say with that in mind, I think Silhouette by Avicii probably well represents that. So it's, you know, about that rebirth and, like, not looking back on the past because, you know, it's unpleasant or uncomfortable, and focusing on where we are now and what we've got going forward.
That's wonderful. What a great song to choose. Well, it's been a pleasure chatting with you again, Ashley. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
G'day, g'day. Welcome back to Joy 94.9 FM. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Renee, and Kayla is basically going to take over my job hosting here, if I'm not careful. This is Well, Well, Well. We are on the radio this evening talking about the LGBTIQ Women's Health Conference that happened last week. That was on the 12th and 13th of July at the Jasper Hotel.
If I could say that it was the best time I've ever had, I would not be lying.
Legitimately
had a wonderful experience.
Yay.
And if I had to put it in terms of a dish, what ingredients do you think would make the best type of conference ever?
Well, because we like cooking and we like conferencing, so I think that we could make, would it be a vegetarian dish?
Look, I can eat around the meaty parts.
That's really generous of you to do that.
Yeah. It's like when you've got a bowl of crisps and, well, chips, I guess they're called.
They're crisps. They're absolutely crisps.
I'm thinking of the deep fried ones when, you know, you've got a soggy friend and then you've got your crunchy friend, but you've got to make sure you make the right friend if you're sharing that bowl of hot chips.
So do you eat the soggy or the crunchy?
I'm a crunchy gal. Less potato, the better.
I'm a soggy gal.
Oh, we could be friends.
We can be friends now.
Brilliant.
I don't like pointy chips. And everyone else likes pointy chips. Therefore, I am the best friend that anyone could ever have.
I can eat them in parts. I think that's probably where you're going wrong. I have seen you fork a chip into your mouth trying to fit the whole... It might be 10 centimetres long, a chip. And there's no fear in your eyes.
I think we just got into a chip wormhole. So let's talk about the ingredients that make a successful conference. What ingredients would you say that have been helpful in pulling off a conference?
Oh, I think you touched on it before, but definitely find a team of boss-ass bitches that you can rely on and support you with. And then also, you know, feed you caffeinated beverages at your leisure.
Yeah, you need a fearless leader. We had a fearless leader. But yeah, also just having other women, people with the same drive and the same creativity and work ethic as you, that helped. Mm-hmm. That was helpful.
And when those slumps come around, Renee, what do you think that you would need?
I think what helped me a lot was having the old boombox going in the office, playing some sweet ass tunes, uplifting music.
Uplifting. Any particular song of choice?
Oh, my favorite one at the minute is PFAF. Boss ass bitch, and it goes like this: I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch.
She's a boss ass bitch, bitch.
And that's literally all the words to the song. But it's brilliant, and I don't know if we have that here at Joy, but if we do, I will play it.
Or we could just get you to play it with your mouth box again, which was wonderful.
Yeah, I think my talents are being wasted just as a radio host. I should be beatboxing and or rapping.
Excellent. I think drinking many caffeinated beverages, free ones, are especially helpful in fueling the fire.
Oh, doll. I mean, if we're going to probably need some rehab for all of the caffeine that we've been consuming over the last couple of weeks.
I believe I heard a doctor once say that it doesn't matter how many caffeinated beverages you have, as long as your heart doesn't do a pop.
Did your heart pop?
No, it's chugging, but it's not popping.
Good to know. So we haven't overdosed quite yet. And I suppose this is pretty relevant because we never take ourselves ever seriously. Just don't take yourself too seriously. Take others seriously, especially whenever the content's serious. And, you know, if anyone has a grievance, we take them serious. We listen. We help them out. We work it out. But we never take ourselves seriously.
No. And that's all about self-care. That's a definite ingredient that you need to throw in there. You need to take care of yourself, take care of others, take a break, have a five-minute massage. I don't know if you got one.
Oh, I got one, doll. Remember you walked in and I was drooling on myself. I took 5 minutes out. I set my clipboard down and I said, I'm going to have a massage from a three-minute angel. And I did. I took 5 minutes out and it was pretty freaking epic.
It was nice. I think I would have liked a bit more Enya playing in there, but the background noise was lovely.
Sail away, sail away, sail away,
sail away.
Yeah. So we had massages happening in the chill zone at the conference. Chill space. What was that?
Wellness center. Chill space.
It had many names.
A place for you and your friend.
Yeah. And it was lovely because we had some yoga mats, some cushions and blankets coloring in. And I think it's really important when you're around a lot of heavy content there just to be able to take some time out. We had some counselors there who could do debriefs with people when the content got too heavy. And I think that was definitely a really good ingredient in having a serious conference with heavy content.
Yeah. So writing lists and being a list for anyone out there thinking about running your own conference, make a list. Make, be the list.
Make many lists. Be many lists.
Put the lists on top of each other and then treat it like Jenga and just take one little piece out at a time and see where it lands.
Save the lists on USBs. Keep the lists everywhere.
Put it on the bottom of your shoe in case you decide to lay down for a nap. Someone will see the bottom of your shoe and say, hey, there's a list there. There's a few bits that haven't been marked off yet. Do you want me to help you with that?
Tick things off the list. It's really a sense of achievement once you tick everything off that list. I think one skill that I find helping in running a conference, especially just, you know, a couple of us, learn how to drive a van, doll.
Mm-hmm.
Be the van. Be drive the van. A van.
Hire a van. Kim
Kardashian.
Van.
Yes. I hadn't driven a van the first time I drove a van. And I may have accidentally damaged the van slightly and got...
But it's all insured, right?
Yes, it's insured. Yeah. But I got the nickname Kim Car Crashing and it's never really going to leave me and that's fine.
And I think, you know, once the van gets to know your swervaciousness, then you become closer to the van than you've probably ever become to many other type of vehicle devices.
Enlist minions. I mean... Volunteers are unbelievable, and without volunteers, we wouldn't be able to do any of the work that we do, not at Thorn Harbour, not at the conference. And so here's a big shout out to all the fabulous volunteers that were at the conference and helped us out and really just made our jobs so much more pleasant.
And they smiled so much more than I think like we had forgotten to. So they made it very, like the energy was just rebooted.
They carried me through.
Yeah, they were wonderful. Thank you, volunteers.
Thank you, volunteers.
From the bottom of our list shoes.
Yes. There were a couple of moments where I was like, volunteers, I'm going to need y'all to step up. I got to go. And they were like, no worries, doll.
Yeah, they had it in the bag. In fact, they could take over in the office any day from us now.
To be honest, they could probably do a better job than us.
Absolutely.
But don't tell them that. Wear lots of bright colours, I find, is usually really good at conning people into thinking that you're doing good.
Excellent. And it also, if they are too bright, they can't focus directly on you. So they can't see that, you know, maybe you're not succeeding in the way you'd hope. So bright colours is a great one, Renee.
Yep.
And I think the last thing to remember... in order to run a successful conference is don't forget to tap on or pay for parking. You don't want to be lumped with some type of bill that work won't pay for afterwards.
And can we not? So not only did I get a fine from the ticket inspectors on the tram because I was so overwhelmed that I forgot my Mikey, I tried to lie my way out of it, which means I'll probably get two fines now. But I did get very creative and I was really proud of myself for that. But I also got a ticket on the van. And you know what? Your work isn't going to pay for those for you.
It's not. I do have some advice for anyone thinking about trying to not tap on. I'm sorry, Renee, but I have been successful in avoiding a fine. So for anyone listening out there who would like to know the tips and tricks of how not to get a fine, I can't promise you it'll win-win every time, but, you know, just say, oh, I'm getting off at the next stop.
Looking after the health and well-being of the LGBTI community. This is Well, 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 Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. It's been a really fun evening here in the studio with my friend and colleague, Kayla.
Thank you. Thank you, Renee. And thank you to everyone who I met via email or via phone or in the flesh. That's one of my favourite meetings, is the flesh meeting.
Flesh meet, yes. Yeah. Mm. So life post-conference, where do we go from here?
It's pretty hard to tell. I guess we'll start by walking out of the studio. We'll look towards the sky and then the overhead narrator will go, thank you. But after that, you know, it's anyone's guess. You know, what about you, Renee? What are you going to be working on next?
Oh, look, well, what next? Next coming up for us is Northside Bazaar, which is happening on the 20th of October, which is a collaborative event between Joy, Thorn Harbour and the Laird Hotel, which is a kinky street festival with markets and auctions and all sorts of really fun treats and delights when you don't have to wear very many clothes. So please come along for that. We're also working towards World AIDS Day on December 1st as well. So there's no rest for the wicked baby.
And wicked she is.
And she is wicked. yeah, but also if any of the women listening out there would like to in some way get involved in some of the women's campaigns that Thorn Harbour are doing at the moment, we're working on our Rethink the Drink campaign, which is for LBQ women, lesbian, bisexual, queer women and drinking in rural and regional areas. And so you can actually share your stories of your experience with alcohol and your relationship with alcohol on our website. So if you head to thornharbour.org and into the LGBTI health, women's health, Rethink the Drink area and give us a yell, share your stories with us. We would love to hear from you. But I think it's time for the wrap-up rap.
Kayla. Oh, the wrap-up rap.
Yeah.
Wrapping up the joy, wrapping up the fun times that we had tonight. And I want to thank all my ladies and my friends who are non-binaries. So thank you. Thank you. Oh, now we're going.
I can't believe we just did the wrap-up rap.
Yeah, well, I have been practicing all day, so thank you for sneaking it in there.
Oh, that's all right, doll. I'll have to spring it on you like that. But yes, it's been wonderful having you on the show, Kayla. Thank you. We'll be back next week with Kyle and Michael, and they're going to be talking about the AIDS Conference 2018, which is happening in Amsterdam coming in the next few days. So please...
will that be live from Amsterdam?
It won't be live from Amsterdam, but there will be some sound bites from the dam.
Brilliant.
Yes, probably from the red light district, I assume.
Probably some noises of the canals moving and, you know...
Oh, it'd be beautiful.
Cyclists going by. Be careful out there, Cal and Michael, from those cyclists.
Watch out for the very silent trams. Anyway, this has been Well, Well, Well. We've been talking about the LGBTIQ Women's Health Conference that happened last week. We will see you next week. This is Joy 94.9. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Doe.
Bye.
Bye, Doe.
See you.
Looking after the health and well-being of the LGBTI community. This is Well, Well, Well. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.